an Aussie update for Red Energy. Red Energy is green and gold. For real Aussie energy, switch to Red today.
Jack Viney in trouble in the Aussie update.
You'll get to that in a second. Incredible drama in the men's pursuit only moments ago. I don't know if you, it was the TV behind you, Jared, so I'm not sure if you saw it. Alex Porter, one of our Aussie team members, his handlebars flew off in the middle of his ride. He's had a big crash. We'll try to work out exactly what's happened there, but it did not look good. We hope he's okay. Jack Viney, the demon, has just been charged with serious misconduct against Gold Coast son Sam Collins during the last quarter of that obliteration. So he's gone straight to the tribunal.
What's that mean?
Well, it means that if he's found guilty of serious misconduct, he's going to have a long holiday.
What's he actually done?
The vision that I have seen is he is leaning on Sam Collins' neck with his elbow/forearm after a tackle. It doesn't look good, the raw vision.
Okay.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. My gut feel is he's either going to get off because he can explain his way out of it, or he's going to get 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks?
Well, he's been charged with serious misconduct, Jared.
I had a look at it too, and it's not a good look, Jared. He keeps the point of the elbow into the neck of a player for far too long. Okay. So, yeah, that's why I can see why it's gone to the tribunal.
Now it's time for this.
Matthew Lloyd's top 7 for Kia's Sorento, drive car of the year.
Over to you, Matthew.
This was a really, off the back of the Guthrie brothers being in the best 3 players on the ground.
Yep.
My Kia top 7 tonight is around the brothers from the same team that I've enjoyed watching the most over my time.
Gee, very specific top 7
tonight. Yes,
I like
because
it,
it's too wide at times and you're on a hiding to nothing. And this is tricky too because I've left, you mentioned Danaher's and Ablett's.
Yeah.
They're both not in there.
What?
Did you not play?
Nathan Ablett, to me, didn't do enough to join the list.
Right.
Lordy, don't start with the apologies because I've only got 90 seconds.
Right. So
Neil didn't do enough. Chris didn't do enough.
I played with Chris. Didn't see enough of the others.
It's your top 7.
Okay.
Lordy.
So at number 7, the Selwoods.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've loved them for their physicality and their toughness. Mm-hmm. 6, the Rolls-Royce, the Burgoynes. So Peter
and Sean.
And Sean playing together. 5, I know they were maligned, but I love the Rocker brothers.
Yeah.
Big time players. 4, the ruthlessness of the Scott brothers.
I thought they had to play in the same team.
The Rockers at Collingwood. And the Scott brothers at the Brisbane Lions.
Then I was thinking Savant North.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The 3, the Jarman brothers, Silky. 2, the Matiras.
Oh, yeah.
The Matiras, nice.
Bill and Pete. And 1, I just idolised the Cracker brothers, just the flicks over the heads and all that sort of
Friday
thing.
Friday night specialist.
So I know some will say there's been potentially better, but the ones I enjoyed, Sam, that's a catch-all phrase.
It's a controversial
top 7.
So no one
can
7.
Name me.
It's a controversial
so no
top 7.
Which so brothers no did you least expect? Which brothers did you least like watching?
Least like watching? I struggled on the Wakelands, so probably those two.
Very good.
Very nice boys. lovely blokes.
Hey, Jared, we're getting another crack in the team pursuit. Alex Porter not there with the injury. Luke Plapp is his replacement.
It looked nasty.
It didn't look good. Lordy, looking forward to watching you on Classified tonight.
Thank you, Sam.
And should Jared on the couch is?
On.
It's on. That's good.
Caro's got a response to a few people too.
Oh, wow. Bang.